Over the past 10 years, some religious conservatives have won high political office in Australia, most noticeably perhaps Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Tony Abbott. And many other levels below that too. But that doesn't necessarily mean their electoral success translates into cultural change. In some major new research, Professor David Smith of the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney has been exploring this paradox. He's speaking with Andrew West.
There are some very prominent ones, beginning with Scott Morrison, who I would say is probably the most devout conservative Christian prime minister in Australian history. Two prime ministers before him was Tony Abbott. There are a number of high-profile conservative Christians within both state and federal coalition parties. And also at the grassroots level, over the last couple of years, there has been a notable influx of conservative Christians into the state parties. And that is happening as smaller Christian minor parties are dissolving or being subsumed by the coalition in some way. And in 2019, when Corey Bernardi, who had left the Liberal Party, deregistered the Australian Conservatives, he did so because he said that conservative Christian voters had come back to the coalition under Scott Morrison. So even if they're not a majority, they are prominent within the coalition at both the state and federal level, and certainly they consider conservative Christian voters to be an important part of their voting bloc.
You draw some obvious parallels with the United States. I mean, we just can't resist doing it. It's a natural inclination these days. In the US, though, there was, perhaps until the last decade, a sense that the US was a Christian nation. Has Australia ever had that explicit identity?
I would say not to the same extent. I think that descriptively, at least, people have often regarded Australia as a Christian nation, as a Christian majority nation, as a nation largely made up of Christians. And in the 2016 census, we still had 52% of Australians identifying as Christians. Who knows what that's going to be from the 2021 census. But that kind of fusion between the idea of the Australian nation and Christianity has never occurred in the way that it has in the US. In the US, that's really motivated by an old idea of the nation as having a covenant with God. You really don't see that in Australian nationalism. Even when Australian politicians do talk about the Christian nature of Australia, they tend to emphasise things like Christianity providing values or the importance of Christian rituals, the importance of Christian holidays. They don't talk about the country having a unique relationship with God. And when you look at countries which really do have a fusion between Christianity and nationalism that allows the Christian right to achieve its policy goals, so not just the United States, but somewhere like Poland, there really is usually a covenantal element. There's the idea that God has made a promise to the nation and the nation must fulfill its promises to God.
David, but when we think about your central proposition, we have quite a number of conservative Christian politicians, but they haven't changed the political culture, or they haven't changed the popular culture. I wonder whether the same trajectory isn't at work here as in the US. Is religious conservatism here actually also a sort of bait and switch operation for neoliberalism?
In the US, it works fine for them to just be associated with one side of politics because they can exercise so much influence over the Republican Party and because they have such a large block of voters to go with them. But that same strategy doesn't work for the Christian right in Australia. There just aren't as many conservative Christian voters out there. And also, the conservative coalition side of Australian politics is very divided on these big moral issues. During the same-sex marriage postal vote, only 5 out of the 76 coalition-held electorates actually voted no. The majority of electorates that voted no were Labor-held. And when we look at New South Wales and South Australia decriminalising abortion over the last few years, that's happened under coalition-led governments.
Professor David Smith from the US Studies Centre. You can hear more about that research on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West at 5:30 this afternoon here on RN.